Phillies and Diamondbacks on Saturday. Philadelphia starter Ben Lively making his fifth career start, but he was feeling offensive on this night. Trailing 1-0, top of the fourth, he's got a man on.
Ben Lively, the batter, and he swings and hits one hard, deep, right center field, long run Blanco. It's over his head, and it is gone! Ben Lively with an opposite field home run. It's a two-run shot off Robbie Ray, and Lively with his first career homer in the big leagues. It's 2-1.
What I say, his last at bat, this kid, if he gets a hold of one, he can hit it out.
One ball and two strikes. Lively has the sign from Rupp. He comes set, looks at second, the pitch. Swung on and hooked down the right field line. It's a base hit. And Ray will come around third. He's going to score. As David Peralta has given the Diamondbacks a 3-2 lead here at the bottom of the fifth. 2-2. Swung on, hit deep. Right field, and forget about it.
Change up.
Jake Lamb has homered to right. It's his 17th of the season. And the Diamondbacks increased their lead. It's now 4-2. 2-2. Breaking ball, crushed to right on the run. It's out of the reach of Perkins. But a one-hop defense stays in play. Drury scores. Descalso around third. He's going to score. And it's now 8-2 Arizona on the two-run double by Chris Herrmann.
It would be a 9-2 final as the D-backs pick up the win. Arizona remains 2.5 behind the Dodgers in the NL West. The Phillies give up 3 runs in the sixth and 3 in the 7th, and they fall in Arizona 9-2 on Saturday. After the game, here's Phillies manager Pete Mackinnon.
Backhander by Franco on the bunt and the home run by Lively. A whole lot else to talk.
Against a team like this here, does it hurt a pitcher when he really is pitching to contact? It doesn't have too many swings and misses against a lineup like that?
Yes, I mean, it's tough. He's been successful. He didn't walk anybody or strike anybody out. They put the ball in play and they got a good hitting team. So when you make a few mistakes, they're going to get hit. And some of them are going to find holes when you don't strike people out. But he didn't walk anybody, so he's been so good for us. But today wasn't his best out.
Nerves for Milner? I mean,
it's his debut. He didn't look nervous, but I'm sure he'd like to take that back. Got a good chance to get him in the game and look at him, see what he can do against the lefties.
How do you make adjustments against a team like this? They did put up middle innings. They just seem to keep scoring every inning. How do you make adjustments?
You pitch better. That's basically it. Our guy pitched great yesterday. We had some good pitching. Today, not so much.
Ben Lively started for the Phillies just the fifth of his career, and he had a wide range of emotions. He hit a two-run homer for his first career RBI and gave up 4 earned runs and 7 hits in 5 1/3. Here's Lively on how his Saturday went.
I mean, I was pretty pumped up about that, and kind of stayed a little bit too pumped up.
You think that's what it was, the following inning and the next couple?
I wouldn't say it was just that. I mean, I was just getting squeezed on some pitches down the zone and kind of got me a little bit more, I wouldn't say really frustrated, but more like just going, kind of let the speed of the game catch up to me. And I usually don't let that happen, and just made some bad pitches.
That lineup has got some sticks in it. How'd you try to approach them?
I mean, I played against a couple of those guys coming up, and, you know, on the same approach I had last game against them. You know, I knew what they were hitting off me, and I knew what pitches I was throwing that they were succeeding with, and just like I said, I mean, just kind of let it get away from me tonight.
Right. When was the last time you hit a home run?
2014.
Just figure, I mean, you took a healthy hack at it, obviously. I guess you're thinking he's probably going to throw me a fastball here, and you just...
I mean, yeah, first at bat, and, you know, he blew fastballs right by me. And I was like, dang, that's pretty firm. Then the next at bat, and he gave me the go-ahead and first pitch, and it was right there.
Right. Seems like you kind of, you know, you talk about the game speeding up. That's something you haven't really probably the first time, right? Maybe.
Yeah, it's been a while, but, you know, I can't pitch like that. You know, I was making terrible pitches. I was grabbing the ball and going. I wasn't even thinking, you know, can't do that up here.
And you think that maybe you got a little bit too pumped up and it kind of carried into the.
Yeah, I think so. But like I said, you can't do that up here.
Sunday's pitching matchup has Jeremy Hellickson pitching for the Phillies, Randall Delgado throwing for Arizona.